Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcome entrepreneur and philanthropist Mae McCarthy, who will put you on the path to wealth immediately, and it won't cost you a dime.
On Saturday, DJs for a Day with Micro Bearish play great music about trains, planes, and automobiles.
Then stay tuned to Eileen Grimes, host of Jupiter Rising in the second hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Yeah, I've moved into the century. It is Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. A lot of good stuff. Appreciate it if you give us a like while you're there. And know that Kathy and I are just posting fools. Well, I'm of the posting fools, but she contributes as well. And all kinds of all the great stuff we can find in the animal world. We try to keep it just all positive stuff. But occasionally, we put up something that you can sign or an issue you need to know about. And great photos, great videos. And just there's a ton of good stuff up there. And if you've got some extra time, time, just keep scrolling down because there is so much good stuff there. All right. It is Bioenergetic Syncretization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And by the way, if you want to check him out, go to www.nelshealingministry.com. That's N-E-L-S healingministry.com. Phone number is 425-238-2668. And check out the testimonials, great stuff. But we'll also hopefully have a little time in this hour to, because there's an intake form and all kinds of stuff if you want to, you know, have a house call or have him do remotes for you off the air and so forth. And we'll tell you about all of that. If you want to call in, we've got a couple of open phone lines, 425-373-5527. And by the way, since we've got a couple of phone lines, let's do a Missing Link giveaway now. If you would like the Missing Link supplement sent to your door, three versions for dogs, a version for cats, a vegetarian formula, one for birds, and one for chickens. And all you got to do is give Kathy a call. And how about the Missing Link words of the day? How about Dr. Nels Rasmussen for best? I like that. Get your name in their head. So 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. All right. Business taken care of. Let's get back to Carrie and Bothell and Luna, the Tennessee Walker horse. And got to tell you, Carrie, that throughout that entire break, Dr. Nels was working on Luna. So you did all kinds of stuff.
Yes, I did. I repeated the process on the right side of the body. And then so we have a basic reset, left side and right side. And then something else you can incorporate is if you touch her down in her girth area, in fact, are you right there where you can actually put your hand on her?
Actually, I went back in the house. We didn't have a booster.
Okay, that's fine. What you can do is you'll find, if you touch down in the girth area, you might find a spot where she's flinchy or sometimes really tender.
Yeah.
And what I recommend is you start on the opposite side of your problem area. So you would start on the right side, contacting a point on the girth, and then another point, you'd go back up to the lowest part of the rib cage, up near the spine, about 3 or 4 inches from the spine on the same side of the body, and you may or may not get a flinch out of it, but drag your finger around that lower rib area or sometimes an inch or two below the rib cage and see if you can get a flinch to just a light stroking. If you do, hold on to that point and then the other girth point. And what I can say is use both index fingers. You'd use both index fingers for that pair.
Okay.
And do that on both sides. Start on the right and then move over to the left. And that's what we did basically with her. I did a few other things, but they're more like the icing on the cake.
All right, so you've got her balanced energetically for the time being.
Right, and so then, you know, in another couple of days, you might want to listen to the archives and go through that process again.
Excellent.
And do that every 2 days, or how often?
You can do it every 2 or 3 days. It's just something to tune up for a while, you know, maybe a couple weeks, and then things should, you know, there should be some improvement.
Now, I'm just curious about this left front foot that turns out of hers. Is that something like she was born with? She's just that way? Or is that something that just developed? Or was there an injury? Or what's the deal with that?
It seems that it just developed as she grew up from a foal. Oftentimes, foals will come out, you know, come with turned out feet, but usually they straighten back in. Especially with trimming, you usually get straightened. But this one has been stubborn.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, Dr. Nels, I know because you work with a lot of horses.
Right.
Have you ever worked with something like this
before?
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of very interesting things. Some of them where they actually kind of roll over, and I'm trying to remember what the name of that was, where they actually kind of both front feet sort of roll over and they walk like on the front of their hooves instead of the bottom of their hooves.
We call that knuckling with dogs.
Yeah, it's kind of a knuckling kind of a thing. And I've helped that. the turning out thing is generally one way to look at that is there's a paralysis of a muscle or a small muscle group that has to do with the balancing the muscles that externally rotate the toe and those that internally rotate the toe.
So not structural or bony necessarily, it's muscular.
You can have a muscular imbalance, which is like a form of paralysis, but it's very localized. You know, just basically a switch has been thrown, probably due to a trauma, you know, a slip, a fall, something like that. A switch got thrown in the brain that shut down the flow of information and energy to that set of muscles. So it's like this tiny little area of paralysis. It's just not been turned on. So that was the procedure that I found necessary to do to help bring that energy back.
Yeah, and it sounds to me, and we know that Carrie and Luna are in Bothell, which I know is on your travel route.
Oh, yeah.
It probably was something like this. It wouldn't hurt for you to get your hands on that horse at some
this
point.
This is true.
Do a house call. So you could check that out on his website, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
And I mean, because the remotes are always great, but I know that it's always a great idea to at least once get his hands on and to do it. And,
right.
And sometimes with these, you can watch those testimonials of the paralyzed dogs from the waist down and no drugs, no surgery, and it's been like 4 to 7 treatments. They're walking again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might take a little longer, but you know, he's really works miracles with these animals.
So I definitely believe this stuff works. So that may be a worthwhile thing. We'll look and see how Luna kind of moves forward here.
Yeah, right. And before we let you go, did you have a chance to check on those roosters to see if they were chiming in?
I did check on the roosters. They're pretty much okay. I did find the smaller one. There was a little spot it could use a light tune-up.
Oh, so you took care of that during the break?
Yes, I did that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, because I just have a particular fondness of roosters.
Yeah.
And especially when they crow at me in the, you know, on the air. That's really special. So say hi to those roosters for Aunt Martha, Carrie.
And then
pay attention, notice what's different, and, hey, that's an idea.
What?
That's an idea. Kathy, I don't know what we'd do without you. How'd you like us to send you some free missing link for the roosters?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, let's do
Absolutely
that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, let's give a gift. Yay. So Mike, put Carrie on hold, and we'll give you the new chicken missing link, and you can try it out with the roosters.
And I'll be sure to let you know how it works.
Yeah, excellent. All right, that's great. So Carrie will put you on hold and get you some missing link for the chicken formula. And we are going to, well, I'll let you know, we've got open phone lines. And if we have a lull in the action here, then we'll take care of current events, and then we'll chat about stuff that we hardly ever get a chance to chat about. But we do have open phone lines, 425-373-5527 and toll-free 888-298-5569. Right now, we're going to stay in Bothell. And Nakia, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Hey, Nakia.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, let's see. And you were here last week.
I just wanted to follow up.
Yeah, we got Heidi, your kitty. Is about 11 years old. Is that right?
Right.
And tell us what's going on with Heidi again.
Well, she's just very... very low-key, docile, overweight. Whenever she wants attention, it's either I brush her or feed her. But if I reach out to her in any other way, she runs away from me.
There was some kind of change in digestion, or you were making a change, or something was going on.
Oh, then I do have some question about that. I wanted to switch her up to some more raw food, because I have canned food here and packaged food, and was wondering what I could make
up. Oh, that's right. You were trying to get her on more canned food because it's better, but she wanted her dry food and stuff, right?
Well, she loves the dry food, and I try to just sprinkle it in rather, you know, to stretch the food rather than giving her a bunch of dry food. So I do give her canned food, and I know that once I gave her some raw chicken. I didn't know if that was advisable or if it should be cooked or whatever, and she just gobbled it up.
Well, raw meat is great for cats.
Okay.
They are true obligate carnivores. Now, there can be some exceptions, but at any rate, and then Jude and Paul did some work for Heidi last week. Did you notice any difference?
I did. There was a little more liveliness to her, yes, and I felt better, too.
Oh, you felt better, and so did said Heidi. So now it's Dr. Nell's turn to...
Right. And so yeah. I've been, while you've been talking,
yeah,
I've been
good
checking.
For, yeah.
And so on Heidi, I have found a couple of really standard basic reset points. When I teach my basic reset, I call it Reset Your Pet Workshop, what we usually find is in the middle of the neck, for those who understand the anatomy, C3 or 4, but in the middle of the neck, and over on the right side in her case to start with, and then right where the lowest rib comes over to the spine, there's a little depression there, and if you put a finger in there, you can rest lightly in that area, and that's our basic reset point that I'm using for her. And it also helps with the kidney area because it's in the same kidney point area. I've got good pulses coming in on this right side. I've been working that just a little while now. And so we'll switch here. Yep, we're going to go do the left side. Same points, middle of the neck on the left side. And it's when I say the middle of the neck, it's the middle from the front to the back. It's the middle from the top to the bottom. It's the middle of the neck and then down where the little depression just below the last rib is, right next to the spine, and rest the fingertip in there. Now, if the cat's overweight, there may not be much of a depression there. It might be just chub right there. But you still can usually find where the rib cage ends, and that's the location. Also, if you drag a finger lightly along and the animal flinches, and then if you wait, 5 or 10 seconds, and you drag your finger lightly along and it flinches again, chances are that spot of consistent flinch is the active point.
Okay, so she really likes it when you, if she's at your feet and you, put your foot on top of her back, she seems to like it, even if you grind your foot in a little bit. So that's coming up. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's that foot massage thing. She's into that.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all right. So I'm getting a good reset here. You know what's interesting, just popped into my head, yeah, is I've worked with lots of people over the years as well, and I had a woman the other day say to me, I've been seeing you now once a week for, I think it was 8 weeks or something, and she said, is there something you're doing that might make it? I've had to take up two notches in my belt.
Are you helping me lose weight?
and what happens when you do a reset is sometimes the metabolism improves and things change as a result of that reset. And yeah, she was experiencing that. She'd actually lost a little bit there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so we've got a good reset on Heidi here. I'm not picking up anything else that needs to be done right now.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, it looks like we're good with Heidi.
All right, so...
Now, I have a question about me. I do have, on occasion, the brainstem, a lot of pain there.
Uh-huh.
And... oh, gosh, just saying that, I'm feeling really emotional, so I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah.
And then this last week, on several occasions, I don't know if I'm drinking too much coffee or what, but I felt like the top of my head, like something was really changing. And where I've been reading that with these changes in our environment, that there's some remodeling being done to us, I was thinking, is that it, or is there something really bothering me?
Well, here's what I'm finding, because I listen to you talk and I'm tuning in, because when you're talking, you're focusing on some issues, mm-hmm, and the feeling of ridicule comes up.
Mm. Okay, so now stop right there just for a second, only because there's been some things, I've been through a lot, and I've been trying to get back on my feet and get out the door, get on with my life, because I was a workaholic before and I came to a full stop. Okay, so some things come up, and I almost have a breakdown. There'd be a word or be something from the past, and you're right, ridicule is really huge. That's
Bingo.
Thank you for labeling it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bingo. Well, so sounds like we better do some work on Nakia here.
And here's what I found your positive replacement word and feeling is. And it's compatibility.
Compatibility.
So okay. It's kind of, you know, it's not as nice, as pure, you might say, feeling as like trust. It's so simple. But for you, compatibility is a big deal. So,
yeah.
So what you do is you can use the hands over the heart thing to just help get out of your head and into your heart. And then you can just think a thought like, I am compatible. And that's your homework. In the meantime, we need to do right now a little bit of correction for your brain. So it lets go of the ridicule response and replaces it with
the compatibility.
So I'll find out what to do with that. Hang on a moment.
It's amazing how right on he is. Hits the buttons, Nakia, when it tunes in.
He sure did.
Without
you
saying anything.
So here's what we need to do is, with your eyes closed, I want you to look down to the right, and then you'll do that controlled breathing. Did you hear about that earlier?
Yes.
Okay. So do that controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking compatibility and the number 6.
Okay, so eyes closed, look down to the right, slow controlled breathing, thinking compatibility and the number 6. Eyes closed, looking down to the right, slow controlled breathing, compatibility and the number 6.
All right, and there we go. We're getting that synchronized, so you can open your eyes. And what I'm going to have you do is... I'll have you just think the word ridicule. Okay. And
that's strong, it
doesn't react. So that's a sign that we cleared up that negative memory engram around ridicule, and we've replaced it with the positive feeling of compatibility. So what I want you to do is your homework, where regularly throughout the day, you do just a little of that controlled breathing, put your hands over your heart, and just think, I am compatible. And it doesn't have to be with anybody or about anything in particular. It's the feeling that's important.
Right. You got it? Got that,
yes.
Nakia?
Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. So let us know how you're doing. And
Thank you very much. Have
a great week. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye, Nakia.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors and then come back, talk to Patty in Seattle. We got to throw in current events and we'll get her all in. So we have open phone lines, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Just heard about the NuPro supplements. Great supplements, been around for a long time because they're such great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. NuProSupplements.com. You heard about our animal communicator, medium and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso. She is, well, if you've heard her on the air, she's just great. You can contact her for private sessions. She also does a great special deal she put together just to do quickies for folks like, you know, we do on the air here. And one or two email questions for $15. That's really reasonable. So you don't have to do a full session if you've just got a short one on your mind. www.darcypariso.com. Phone number is 425-280-5132. And then I just want to remind you about Whispering Dragon in Seattle and to check out their website, www.whispering-dragon.com, and the sound portals. One of my favorite things that they do, because you can, I think they're $12, you can download them and then listen to them over and over. You can loop them and have them going all the time. There's four available now. There's Abundance. There's, who doesn't need that? Grounding, Tranquility, and Joy. So check them out. They're well worth it. And let's see. We are, as promised, going to Seattle. It's a bioenergetic synchronization technique day with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and Patty's on the line. Good morning, Patty. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hello,
you're
Patty.
Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Nels.
So.
I'm calling about Oliver.
Okay.
Oliver was attacked by a dog last week.
Oh, dear. What kind of dog is Oliver?
Oliver is a little schnauzer mix.
Okay.
And he's about 13 pounds. And my special boy, and I thought he was 15, but apparently he's 16.
Okay.
Oh, 16 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And how did he get attacked?
Well, we were walking down the street, and the dog got out of his yard and came across the street and attacked.
Is Oliver okay?
Oliver is okay, but we were very lucky, according to, and I thought he was okay, so I didn't take him to, it was in the evening,
mm-hmm.
so a couple friends looked at him, and we all thought he was okay, and the next morning I touched his head and he squealed, so we went off to the vet, and his jugular was bruised, and his forehead, above his eye, that area between his eye and his ear, has two big, huge, huge wounds. And but he is going to be okay. And when I turn the radio on and listen to Dr. Nils, I knew you could help.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Good. And I have worked with you before.
Right.
Well, it says you bought a package from Dr. Nils for your friend, Kathy says?
I did.
How nice of you. What a great gift.
Who really needs more help, but I don't know that she's really quite ready.
Yeah.
I would pay for her again to have.
Well, bless your heart. I mean, it really, you know, and we got the holidays coming up, folks. And Dr. Nils and Jude and Paul Ponton, they all work remotely. Dr. Nils has really got some great packages together, so we'll talk about that before we end the show today.
Okay. Yeah,
but they make great gifts. What a great idea, Patty.
I did it last year for my friend. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see, he really helped.
He just didn't do it far enough, but he did help her, and she believes in him.
Excellent.
All right. So.
Let's check out Oliver.
Let's all focus on Oliver here, and I'll see what I can find. Oh, okay. So what I've got is up in the middle of the neck, which is the classic spot where if a animal or human engages their fight or flight, they'll get a knot in their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that over on the right side is the starting point. The other one is way down in the sacrum area, which is, you know, kind of like where the tail comes out of. And
okay.
That's a little lower than usual, but since there was an injury up on the head, it's part of this cranial sacral mechanism, and so it's reflected in something going on in the sacrum down here. So that's what I'll be working with.
Okay.
And I'll just hold on to those, and we'll wait for some pulses to synchronize here. And is Oliver right there with you?
Yes, he's in the next room here. I keep walking back and forth. Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, that's good.
There's a room full of dogs. There's six here at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So I'm dog sitting, too.
I was going to say, are you having a puppy party or
well,
something?
Well, I have mine, and then I have Peggy's, too, who did an overnighter. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But he's watching me. He's watching me. He knows I'm helping. He knows that he's getting help from you, I guess I should say.
Okay. All right. Well,
well yeah. I mean, who wouldn't be stuck in the freeze fright to get attacked in that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dog up in Darrington that was attacked by a big... junkyard dog.
And
I mean, technically, really, yes. This came over the fence of this little junkyard.
Of the junkyard. That's a real live junkyard dog.
And left on this beagle. It was a good-sized beagle, biggest darn beagle I ever saw. But knocked it flat to the ground, and it couldn't walk afterwards.
Oh, dear.
And it didn't happen right away. It happened kind of slowly over time where by the next day he was barely moving. So I worked on him a bit, and he's doing much better. But, yeah, that fight-flight thing, when it gets really takes hold, it can interrupt the flow of information to the back end and create paralysis. So I'm getting a good flow of energy here now between these two points, and we'll see what else we can find.
Well, he's just relaxing. He put his head down, and he's very comfortable.
Okay, excellent. So now I'm going to be doing that on the opposite side of the left side of his body, the middle of the neck, and then down on the sacrum again, and we'll let let those pulses start to happen there. And, yeah, that this resetting of the sacrum thing, that's very powerful. It's subtle but powerful. I've known people who had, like, seizures who had either a chiropractic adjustment or what I do that was focused on the sacrum area, and it stopped their seizure activity. So, it has to do with there's this string that connects the nerve system inside the skull and down inside the tailbone. And this string suspends the nerve system and keeps a certain amount of tone on it. And when it gets out of balance, that's when the problems start.
Mm.
And
wow.
So that's what this whole cranial sacral thing is about, is keeping that string just the right. It's just like tuning a guitar. If you've got it too tight, the note's not right. And if you got it too loose, the note's not right. So we're balancing that when we're balancing the sacrum.
Fascinating.
Okay, so now we've got good pulses going here. All right, we'll see if there's anything else. Okay, I'm going to be balancing the head points. One of that place where he described where he got injured on his head is one of the points that I contact frequently for various reasons. And so we'll just be connecting the left one and the right one, balancing the energy up there. And this is the point where We're going to tell him he's a good dog.
He is a good boy.
Yeah.
Oliver is a good dog.
Oh, he's looking at me and he says, Mom, I know I'm a good boy. He is so special. He is Mama's special, special baby boy.
All right. That's wonderful. And I'm getting good pulses here between the left and the right side now. So good boy, Oliver.
Special boy. Feeling so good.
All right. So I have finished up with him. We've got him balanced.
So the guitar has been tuned.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Good. All right. Well, Patty, let us know how Oliver's doing.
I will.
And you know how to get a hold of Dr. Nils if you need further work.
I do. And thank you so much. I think this is just going to be so beneficial to him.
Yeah, but Oliver, you're a good dog.
Oh, Oliver's a good boy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks
much.
For calling
Bye,
Animal
Patty.
World. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Let's head to Seattle. And Carol's on the line. Good morning, Carol. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Carol.
And you're calling in about yourself here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, do you want me to just find and tell you what's going on, or do you want to tell me?
I am extremely fatigued.
Oh, okay.
It's been going on for years, but it's getting, like, worse.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you that, in general, what that means is that your fight-or-flight system has been fully engaged for a really long time.
She's getting tired of it, huh?
And it's drained your adrenal system and many other energy systems. And that's why people get fatigued, is that they're chronically, even at night, their body is still running from whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
So
this could have been something that triggered that earlier life.
Yeah.
Huh?
And on some occasions, it's even actually an ancestrally inherited kind of thing.
Wow.
So anyway,
amazing.
I'll check in specifically on you, and we'll see what's going on, Carol.
Okay,
well, and so trust is a big issue, and I could dig deeper and you know, read you stuff about your life, but but I don't really, actually, I don't like to do that.
And you don't need to do that.
No, I don't need to do that. It's not, you know what's happened.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so we don't need to go there. So anyway, but what I want you to do is focus on the word trust.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to be, with your eyes closed, you'll be looking down to the left. And you'll be doing that slow, controlled breathing. Did you hear about that earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do that controlled breathing.
This is a controlled breathing day today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It works.
Everybody's had to do
it.
Because sometimes you have them hold their breath.
That's right.
And sometimes, that's interesting.
So you'll be thinking trust and the number 6 as you look down to the left with your eyes closed, controlling your breathing. Trust and the number 6.
So eyes closed, look down to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 6.
And the points I'm contacting above the eyebrows, it's the frontal lobes of the brain is what that's about.
Do we want her hands on her heart, or does that not matter?
It's not critical at
not
this
critical
point.
No. It's interesting how some things apply to some people and not to others.
Yeah,
so
it's
individual. We're all individuals.
So there we go. So the mood, they used to do frontal lobotomies on people who are aggressive and stuff. Well, it's a mood center. And so that's generally affected when people have a big emotional upset. And so we're resetting that area with that feeling. All right, so you can open your eyes and breathe normally. And what I'll have you do to double check on this is I'm going to have you think, I trust. Okay, and I get that's good and strong. So let me just see if there's something else I need to do here. Okay, I want you to think about the future. You don't need to tell me any details, just a simple yes and no will do, but is there something that you're anticipating or dreading in the future?
No, not really.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Just focus on the word future.
Okay,
and that...
No, that didn't hold.
That's reactive, so there's something out there, and we're going to work with it.
Well, it could be just a general
thing. All right, and so what I find is the negative feeling of pride comes up, so think of the word pride for a moment. And we're going to replace that with perfection. So focus on perfection now. Okay, and I want you to be looking down to the right and close your eyes, and you'll be doing the controlled breathing, and you'll think perfection and the number 7.
So eyes closed, looking down to the right, slow controlled breathing, thinking perfection and the number 7.
Okay, I just had that sharp intake of breath, so a big energy shift is happening. All right, there we go. The pulses have settled in, so you can open your eyes again. And I'll have you think future again. Think future.
Oh, it's strong.
Okay,
now.
So that's strong. And let's see, is there something else? Okay, nothing else I need to work on right now. Okay, and here's the, in your case, the homework is not about trust, although that's a big deal. And you can use it, in fact. It's never bad to put your hands over your heart once in a while, do your controlled breathing, and do a little mantra, I trust, over and over for a little while. That's a good, universal, wonderful thing. But in your case, more important for the specific situation that you're in is the word perfection. And the way to use that is you can kind of reflect on that everything that happens is already perfect. In other words, you don't have to make it perfect. It just is perfect. And then while holding your hands over your heart, you can do the controlled breathing and think over and over, everything that happens to me is perfect. And that helps to resettle your energy in the right way. It's going to help get your body back on track.
Everything that happens to me is perfect.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering, too, since this has been such a chronic thing, and getting worse, if it would be good for Carol to pull up the archives and listen to this from time to time, especially if she's getting more fatigued.
You know, I think that probably would be a good idea, and just go through the whole procedure again and then do your homework on a regular basis. And you can also use the thought, if you want to incorporate the feeling of trust, since we used it today, you can say to yourself, I trust that everything that happens to me is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
That
I trust
good,
that.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's probably universally good for all of us, huh?
It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's especially useful if, you know, you get a letter from the IRS. Or,
to keep you in the positive rather than flipping you to the negative and making it worse.
Yes, exactly.
And it's amazing how you can shift things and have things and breeze through them.
Yeah.
And I like my easy button, too. I use that. All right, Carol, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay. Is that like fight and flight? Is that like why you can't sleep at night?
Good question.
Mind is racing.
It's likely to be doing that. And so doing the controlled breathing and thinking, I trust that everything that happens to me is perfect as you are laying there in bed, at least you're doing something positive for yourself, even if you don't fall asleep. But frequently it will actually have the beneficial effect of putting you to sleep.
Well, yeah, to lay there instead of letting your mind wander to all kinds of goofy stuff, just train yourself to say this over and over and over again. And I say what I notice is if you do this, you'll know you got it when you wake up and that phrase is going through your mind.
Because you're
actually saying it when you're sleeping or when you're dreaming and when you wake up, but just repeat it like a mantra over and over again.
Yeah. I did that, by the way, and this might be useful to almost anybody who's had a skin condition, because I had a skin condition for 30 years.
Really?
Like 35
really?
Years. And it was starting to get worse and making it so I couldn't even go sit in my hot tub because it burned too bad, right?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So then I started this little mantra. I would go to sleep, and I would be thinking, I'm so thankful for my healthy pink skin. And I would fall asleep to that, and I would wake up, and if it wasn't already going, I would start it. And then I would have it going throughout the day. And within about 21 days, I couldn't tell you exactly when. One day I woke up and realized I no longer had my skin condition, and it's never been back.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Now, isn't that a great? So you did. I am thankful for my healthy pink skin.
Exactly.
So you put it in the present tense.
Yes.
So now you've already got one. Yeah. I trust everything that happens to me is
right,
perfection.
Right, that's also in the present tense.
In the present tense. But it, just because of this situation, this, you know, I am healthy. I am thankful for an abundance
energy.
Or the perfect amount of energy or something like that. It could be whatever the ailment or the issue is, figure out a statement that keeps it in the present tense as it already is.
I
am thankful for.
Yeah, I am thankful for, as if you already have just exactly what you want. You don't want to say what you don't want. You want to be thankful for exactly what you do want. So if what you want is abundant energy or better sleep, I'm so thankful for my excellent relaxing sleep or something like that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I don't know why this is kind of, well, because it's the kind of thing. But every morning after I you know, do my prayer and meditation stuff, I do a prayer affirmation that a dear friend gave to me, and now you shifted me. You looked at the clock, and I'm looking at that. I'll tell you when I get back if we have time, but we better take care of advertisers and sponsors. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Remember Dr. Bill Burlingame and Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. Get those immune support products for your animal friends and for yourself. The immune tabs, immune chews, transfer factor. Dr. Bill does a really great, phone consultation for you, and you can buy them directly from him. Bill Burlingame DVM at gmail.com, 425-903-1913. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage, beautiful campus on Vashon, but you can do distance learning online, www.nwsam.com. And I told you I do a prayer affirmation in the morning, so I'm going to give it to you now. You can add to the list on your own, but I'll do it now so that you can pull it off the website, off the archives if you want it. But what I do is every morning, I am the most and the best I can be while I am in this form. Those who will benefit from who I am, what I do, and how I do it now cross my path. Those from whom I will benefit also cross my path. I am receptive and responsive. The divine plan of my life now unfolds in its own divine and graceful way. I give thanks for love, peace, harmony, balance, health and well-being, prosperity, abundance, plenty. You can even put in financial, material success, and cash flow now reign supreme in me and my world. And so you can, put on your list what you want, but that positive thinking and those affirmations really, really work. So now let's take care of current events. Okay, it is time now for my classes again. This week, coming up at East West Bookstore in Seattle, I call the series of two classes The Keys to Understanding Our Animal Friends. Part one is this Wednesday evening, October 21st. It's from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and it is communicating with animals, and the emphasis, of course, on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. Part two is next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, October 28th, again, 6:30 to 9 p.m. It's the human-to-animal transference and how our stuff affects our animals, and some tools to help still your mind and clear you out so you can communicate better with your animal friends. You can take them individually. They're $20 a piece. If you do both, you get them both for $35. Can't beat the price. And you can sign up at East West Bookshop, 206-523-3726, or www.eastwestbookshop.com. Northwest Stream Center up in Everett's got great things going on, new on the list. They do this every Halloween, Creature of the Lagoon. It's going to be on Halloween Eve. It's a 1954 black and white film, really great, and it's preceded by a 30-minute presentation about dragonfly larvae and what they do. That's kind of creepy. You need reservations, 425-316-8592. It's $3 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $5 if you're not. Can't beat that. And time to plant trees at Catherine Creek. If you want to volunteer, October 24th in Lake Stevens, give them a call. Let's see. Oh, Posados and Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project continue to hook up and pick up cats up in Salton at the Red Apple Market about once a month, and bring them in and spay them and do vaccines, do all that stuff for free. The next pickup is Saturday, November 7th. Black Cat Ball coming up to benefit Perfect Pals on October 21st. www.perfectpals.com, P-U-R-R, if you want to attend that. First annual Rockin' Paw Walk-A-Run on Saturday, December 5th. Benefiting Everett Animal Shelter, put on by ARF, www.everettarf.org. Let's see. Well, we're done with the walk for the animal animals today. Homeward Pet, 12th man special, free dog walks, $200 worth if you adopt a dog at Homeward Pets this month. And then they've got the 12th dog tailgating and wine testing Sunday, November 8th at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland. Meow cat calendars are now on sale. And let's see, mark your calendars for the open house and bazaar on December 5th. So that covers next week on the show. We've got Encore of Jude and Paul, Whispering Dragon. You get healing just by listening to that. And the following week, remember, we're addressing the human animal on the 1st of November with Care at Common, Compassionate Children, and the Living Wisdom Schools. All right, so Dr. Nils,
yes.
People want to continue with you. We know that they can call you, want to make an appointment because you come down. You go north and south. You work out of Darrington. And
right.
So certain days during the week, you go north or south and do house calls.
Right.
And your website, nelshealingministry.com, you also obviously do remotes and so forth. But you've put together, you know, some great packages, like our caller said, Carol, that she bought. I know it was Patty that bought a healing package for her friend. So what's the deal on your website? How do people get started
okay,
on
so
that
what
kind
you
of
do
stuff?
Is, and actually I'm kind of reworking my package page. I'm always reworking something on my website.
Yeah.
So what you see there may not be exactly what, if you were to talk to me and we had a conversation and discovered that you really did need to have your animal see me, it might not be exactly what's on there, but that's okay because the reason I'm always tweaking these packages is I'm trying to find out how to get people the most bang for their buck, all right?
Yay, good
how
for
can
you.
We,
yeah.
How could, because I don't really work cheaply, but I try to give people extreme amounts of value for what I do.
Excellent.
So what I do is lately I have been finding that a better way to go and easier for people instead of doing a package that might be $1,200 for a 90-day package, for example, is I break it up into a monthly retainer, and you can pay it less. You know, you can pay it over time. So
yeah.
To speak,
oh, that's
on a
always
monthly
helpful.
Basis, and a lot of people find that.
Do you
more
ever do
acceptable.
A sliding scale or something like that?
Well, I like to think of my Martha Norwalk's Animal World adventures here.
Well, of course, you give a lot away here on the air. That is
as,
for sure.
You know, as how I can help connect with people who just otherwise might not be able to afford me. And then
super,
there is also, excuse me, there's the remote work that I do, which is less expensive.
Now, do you still do the intake form on the website?
Yeah,
people, there's a form they fill out and send it to you, and then you call them and talk about what would work?
Right. If you go to the animal or to the healing packages part on the navigation in my website, click on that, scroll
down.
Healing
packages.
Yeah, it says healing packages. Then scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see a thing that says a link for animal assessment questionnaire. It's a very short questionnaire. But it gets right to a few of the particulars I need to start, you know, understanding what's going on. You take the questionnaire, and then automatically the information will be sent to me, and then I will get in touch with you, and we can have a discussion about, you know, what the issues that concern you, and is it something that, you know, I can potentially help you with. And then,
yeah, that's kind of like I always do a free telephone evaluation.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of the same thing.
Exactly.
People go to your website, they click on healing packages, and then go down to the animal assessment questionnaire, fill that in and submit it, and then you call them and have a free discussion about what's going on and how you could help and what will work best for
and
them.
I usually, you know, it's usually pretty extensive. It usually goes 30 to 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Because I really get into details.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and also another thing which I've been recently telling people is if your animal has a mobility problem, you can email me at nels@nelshealingministry.com. You can email me or even text me to the phone number.
I thought you didn't text.
I don't do texts just, you know, randomly.
Oh, okay.
I like to keep it businesslike.
All right.
So while I may say I don't text, well, I do.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you can text me a very short video of your animal doing whatever it is that you think is a problem.
Oh,
and that
idea.
Helps me to also get another aspect of what's going on. Yeah.
All right, well, that's great. www.nailshealingministry.com or 425-238-2668 all the time. Regular programming. Stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.